You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus and community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Haukamalum and Squamish speaking peoples. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me today on this very spooky Thursday afternoon here at 2 p.m. I hope you're all having a super scary and fun Halloween. And I am Rebecca, and welcome back to my open mic sessions. So I am the public affairs intern here at CJSF 90.1 FM and will be your host for the next hour. And since today is actually Halloween, I thought it was only fitting to have a spooky theme to my open mic today. So I have some cool spooky facts regarding the history of Halloween, sort of why we celebrate it, where it all started. Also just some cool facts that I found that I didn't know. And I have selected, some Halloween themed music as well to go alongside this topic today. But I also have just some regular indie rock that I've been enjoying as always. But before I dive into all things Halloween related, I wanted to let you all know that this week is Fun Drive Week here at the radio station, with the theme being Radio's Best Friend. So since Monday and all the way through to Sunday, we are accepting donations from you all lovely listeners to help support the radio so we can keep bringing you everything that is unique about CJSF and community radio. And you can actually be radio's best friend by donating. So CJSF, it offers everything that you're not going to get from mainstream radio, from all of the programs that we have. We're airing 24/7, which is insane. And the music that we have here is a collection of songs that you would never even think about looking for. I found so many cool genres being here. Like last week I played some electronic jazz swing, which I never would have discovered if it wasn't for this radio. And we are a space that you can hear stories and voices from every part of the community, and that's really incredible. And we need your support so we can keep giving people a space to have their stories heard and to have their voices heard. So we are looking to raise $10,000, and we are currently, last time I checked, at $3,310. So if you can donate anything you can, it will be such a help. You can donate at cjsffundrive.ca, or you can text donate this phone number, 778-782-2573. And once again, please donate. It is an incredible place of unique programming and music that you just don't really get anywhere else. So yeah, and the diverse selection of people here at the station as well, and all of the stories that they have, makes this just an incredible opportunity for everyone to be a part of. So once again, donate at cjsffundrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573. And to start us off, before we get into our Halloween facts and interesting history to Halloween, I have some very unrelated non-Halloween music to start. These are just from the playlist and some songs that I really wanted to share because I've really been enjoying listening to them lately, as usual. So starting us off, we have a really unique Quebec artist called Geoffroy with his song C.A.Y.A. off of his album Good Boy, and it's an alternative indie rock song, so I hope you guys all enjoy it.
torn back from yet another one. Better keep turning the pages for the story to run. Hope you find your way through the highs and lows. Life is a pot of gold down in my mother's soul. And I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you. Love, just your health alone. Might be harder to notice when you're running in circles, but the more you try, the less you know. Nothing to lose, face it. We'll be right back. inside my mouth. I can see your point of view.
Perk up your ears. Fun Drive is here. Become radio's best friend this year by donating now at cgsffundrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573 and be radio's best friend.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio. And just before that PSA, we heard from the Swedish alternative indie pop artist Abstract Crime Wave with their song Sailing Away from their album The Longest Night. And just before that, we heard actually from Montreal artist Laughing with their song Narcissist Blues off of their album Because It's True. And just a reminder that the first song of the set that we heard was C.A.Y.A by the Quebec artist Joffrey from his album Good Boy.
And that is actually such a good example of what makes CGSF so unique, is that we get access to such cool local Canadian music that you wouldn't be hearing anywhere else. Two of those artists were from the East Coast, from Montreal and from Quebec. So if you want to hear more songs like that and you want to support the radio, please donate to cjsffundrive.ca or text donate to 778-782-2573. Now, jumping into Halloween, which is today, I want to tell you guys a bit about what I found out about Halloween, because I realized I actually did not know much about the holiday, where it came from, or really the history behind it all. So I found out that actually the first Halloween celebrations are traced back to the ancient Celts living in where I'm from, so the UK and Ireland and northern France. And that when the Romans conquered the Celts back in the first century, they added their own festivals to these original Halloween celebrations called Feralia, which was commemorating the passing of the dead, and of Pomona, the goddess of the harvest. And back in this time, Halloween was actually a festival called Samhain, and it was celebrated a day before the celebration of Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. I don't know if I pronounced that anywhere near correct, but Day of the Dead by the Aztec, Toltec, and Mayan cultures. So during the Samhain festival, the souls of those who had died were believed to return to visit their homes, and those who had died during the year were believed to be doing their journey to the other world. And this was classed as one of the four great festivals of the Gaelic year. So it originally marked the day before their new year, as it was the start of winter and the time where they believed the dead were returning to Earth. And this was because in the Midlands of Ireland, where it was first being celebrated, the date coincided actually with the first frosts. And so during this time, it was believed that the boundary between the living and the dead was at its thinnest. And throughout the medieval period, people would be lighting a candle at midnight to guide the ghosts back to their homes as their spirits were walking the earth. It is also been noted for its pagan and religious roots, as well as secular traditions. But in most of Europe and North America, it is largely a non-religious holiday and celebrated through candy, pumpkin carvings, costumes, and parties that we all know today. But way back when it was first starting out as the Samhain Festival, it was also marking the beginning of All Hallowtide, which is a 3-day Christian tridom, which was dedicated to remembering the dead. So it starts on Halloween, today, October 31st, and then it's followed actually by All Saints Day, which is November 1st. And that is to honor the saints that have gone to heaven. And then on November 2nd, it's All Souls Day, which is a day for commemoration of all those that have died but are believed to be in purgatory because they died with the guilt of smaller sins on their souls, so they have not been yet permitted to enter heaven. And then originally, these days were celebrated differently. So in the 7th century, All Saints Day was actually celebrated back in May on the 13th, but the following century, it was actually moved to November 1st. And then that actually led to the evening before becoming known as the Hallowed or Hallows Eve, which is, of course, where we now get the name Halloween from. And then when this was happening, there was quite a way after, actually, there was something called the Reformation, which took place, which was a religious revolution that took place in the Western Church and formed the basis to Protestantism. Back in 1517, and it put an end to the religious holiday among Protestants. God, such a tongue twister. But in Britain especially, Halloween was always just continued to be celebrated as a secular holiday. Now, coming up later to that, the celebration of Halloween actually became largely forbidden among the early American colonists. And in the 1800s, there was festivals that were marking the harvest, and they ended up incorporating elements of Halloween, which is how it sort of came back a bit. And in the mid-19th century, large numbers of immigrants, including the Irish, went to the US, and they took their Halloween customs with them. And in the 20th century, Halloween then became one of the principal US holidays and has only continued to grow. So that is sort of the kind of, in a nutshell, history to Halloween, where it started, how it's become, what it has become. And I thought actually I would find for you guys some Halloween themed music. I would have thought it would be a lot more, I would have found a lot more grunge or heavy metal that I would have wanted to have played, but I've actually gone a different route and found more songs that have kind of got symbolism in the names to Halloween. So we're starting off with a rock artist called Daniel Davies, and he's a Los Angeles based artist, but he's born in London, and he's a guitarist, composer and singer, ranging from hard rock to horror movie soundtracks actually. And most notably, he's been on the soundtracks for Halloween and Halloween Kills. So this is his song Ghost of the Heart off of his album Ghost of the Heart. And I hope you enjoy.